The Life That Lasts, January 21. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a net, that was cast into the sea, and gathered of every kind. We have abundant evidence that tares grow with weed in the Church of God. There are sincere Christians in the Church, and there are also lukewarm Christians. These have opportunity to know the truth. The Word of God is presented to them, they come to the banquet, as Judas came to the Passover, but like Judas, they do not eat the Word of life. No one can compel them to eat the Word of eternal life, to make thorough work for repentance, that they may obtain a Christian experience, and become rooted and grounded in the truth. We must not be overwhelmed with discouragement because good and bad are gathered into the Church. Judas was numbered among the disciples. He had every advantage a man could have, but although he heard the truth, and listened to the principles so plainly laid down, yet Christ knew that he did not receive the truth. He did not eat the truth. It did not become a part of himself. His old habits and practices constantly sought to assert themselves. But Christ did not take forcible means to cut Judas away from the disciples. All who are trying to do true service to God will be brought into perplexity. But do not think of failure. Do not talk of discouragement. Let all be united in doing the will of our Heavenly Father. If we are Christians, we cannot follow the world's policy. It is written, must be our constant counselor. What ungodly men do should not guide us. Men act as though they had been given special liberty to cancel the decisions of God. The higher critics put themselves in the place of God, and review the Word of God, revising or endorsing it. In this way, all nations are induced to drink the wine of the fornication of Babylon. These higher critics have fixed things to suit the popular heresies of these last days. If they cannot subvert and misapply the Word of God, if they cannot bend it to human practices, they break it. All who are doers of the Word of God will be blessed abundantly. Whatever crosses they must lift, whatever losses they must sustain, whatever persecution they may suffer, even if it be to the loss of their temporal life, they are amply recompensed, for they secure that life which measures with the life of God. In losing their lives for Christ's sake, they gain a life which lasts through the eternal ages. They walk under the direction of the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. To Brethren Daniels and Salisbury, leading workers in Australia.